We've seen how a light source with a distribution of energy across all wavelengths can illuminate an object, and an observer can then see the colour of the object. The colour receptors in the eye, called cones because of their shape, are not separately tuned to every wavelength, but to three broad bands, the short, medium, and long wavelength sensitive cones, sometimes called the blue, green, and red cones. This allows colours to be simulated using just three colour primaries. The mixing of coloured lights, as is the case in television and computer screens, is an example of additive colour mixing. In this case, the three primary colours are red, green, and blue. In additive mixing, the mixture is always lighter than the individual components. This effect is displayed. If the red, green, and blue primaries are carefully chosen for their colour and intensity, then all three mixed together will give the sensation of white, and combinations of the three taken two at a time produce the secondary colours of cyan, magenta, and yellow. Combinations of all three colours can produce a very large number of colours, sufficient for acceptable colour television performance. Remember, we are talking here of coloured lights which add light energy to other colours of different wavelength.